It's the girl. I'll take care of her.
No. We must use her. We've got to get rid of the king.
But how?
I'll tell you once more, and then not again, how we shall do it. How can we succeed if plotting and planning and dastardly deeds are never enough to bring down the king? Two of us over like servants that wait, miserable lackeys tortured by fate. We'll not be outdone.
What if we?
No.
You think we could?
No.
But even?
Not even.
We could sever off his fingers, wait for gangrene to set in, push him out a tower window, or just simply lock him in.
Leave him standing in the rain, throw him off the tower wall.
Or dissect his little brain so he cannot think at all.
We could loosen up his saddle and make him fall right off his horse. Boiling water for his bathtub or a fire.
Yes, of course.
We could drown his teddy bears or just push him down the stairs. We could say it was his fault. They won't believe that though.
Who cares?
We could drown him in the coal moat or infest his air with fleas. We could starve him like a peasant, have him stung real hard by bees.
Devoured by a tick.
A black widow in his bed.
Now that should make him sick.
But we want to see him dead. We could tie him to a dragon, run him down with wagon wheels.
I can tell you that will hurt him. I remember how it feels.
This kingdom will be ours. Now there's a prize that waits.
We've suffered all these scars, and he's the
plotting and planning and dastardly deed are never enough to bring down the king. Two of us over like servants that wait, miserable lackeys tortured by fate.